USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Thanksgiving is going to cost Americans more this year. A survey by the American Farm Bureau Federation found the price of Thanksgiving dinner is up 14%. Dinner for a family of 10 will cost $53.31 on average. Several factors led to the price increase, including inflation, the difficulty in predicting demand during the COVID-19 pandemic, and disruptions to the global supply chain. Turkey saw the sharpest price increase. The cost of a bird is up 24% from last year. OSHA is suspending its implementation and enforcement of President Joe Biden's vaccine rule for private businesses with 100 or more employees due to a court order. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals making the decision. The Department of Justice saying they plan to vigorously defend the OSHA guidelines. This is USA Radio News.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Biden administration has reportedly flew more than 70 charter flights with illegal immigrants who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border into Jacksonville, Florida, over the last 6 months, according to records from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio explains what he believes to be the reason for the Biden administration trying to keep these flights undetected on Fox Business.
You can go to the most liberal city in America and you ask them, are you okay with us dumping 78 plane full of illegal immigrants that just arrived into your city? The answer would be no. It would be deeply unpopular in from San Francisco to anywhere in the Deep South. And that's why they don't want to talk about it.
The Biden administration says illegal immigrants are being connected with sponsors or NGOs that will take care of them as required under United States law. President Biden meeting with his counterparts from Canada and Mexico in Washington, D.C. today. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Goldman Sachs, much like Wall Street and the Fed Reserve, is anticipating that higher prices and inflation will stick around into 2022. Nearly two-thirds of Americans are describing the economy as poor in a recent poll that was released. Nearly half expect the economy to get worse in the next year. This as the annual inflation rate continues to climb at its fastest pace in more than 30 years. Florida Republican Congressman Rick Scott says he has a way to slow down inflation.
Stop spending money. We've got to get inflation under control. We have got to do this. So I hope Bernie Sanders listens, because Bernie Sanders is driving everything in the Senate right now. It's his bill. It's going to be his bill. He's the head of the budget committee. Everything we do up here goes through Bernie Sanders' budget committee. So it's going to be high taxes. And by the way, it's a complete lie when they say they're only going to tax the rich. Oh, yeah, by the way, they're going to give tax cuts to the rich. If you're one of the blue states, they want to do that with assault. They want to give tax cuts to the rich. But everybody else, middle class, everybody, you're paying higher taxes. And they're going to kill your economy with this.
Taiwan is unveiling a new squadron of advanced F-16 fighter jets. The president there saying they'll boost protection in the country amid threats from China in the event of an invasion. The jets were upgraded with the help of Lockheed Martin. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.